It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. We put personal information on the internet all the time. Buy a book or some shoes, go on Facebook, sign up for a mailing list, and you type in your name, address, email, all kinds of things. But how do we know that information isn't falling into the wrong hands? Up to 77 million people had personal data stolen when hackers busted into Sony's PlayStation network recently. There have been lots of attacks like that lately, and there likely will be more. Alessandro Acquisti teaches information technology and public policy at Carnegie Mellon University. I asked him how we can know how good a company's online security is.
In theory, there is information available out there. For instance, there is a database maintained by an organization called dataloss.org, which monitors and records these breaches. But very few consumers know about that. And even if you have that information, it's not that clear what you can do with it, because do you avoid a company that had a breach because the breach is a signal of poor security, or in fact do you go to a company which had a breach on the assumption that after the breach they improved their security?
You can look for a site that sports a security seal, means it's been inspected, but that won't solve everything.
Sadly, even these seal programs suffer from limitations, such as sometimes consumers misinterpret what the seal means. They infer more protection than what is actually implied by the seal. And there have also been studies showing how there is a sort of moral hazard in that websites adopting seals sometimes are more likely to not protect well your data.
So it sounds like the best I can hope for is to go with some famous companies and hope for the best, really.
Again, I will give an academic response, which is it depends, in the sense that the larger companies do have more protection, but they also may arguably be also more targets for cyber criminals who try to go for the biggest and richest databases. So it's a double-edged sword.
We're not the only ones in the dark. Anoop Ghosh from security firm Invincia says big companies are too.
The way security works on networks today, it takes only a single user in a company to click on a link through an email or pointing their browser at a site that's hosting malicious software, and then their network is owned. And at that point, you know, that can lead to breaches of customer databases, and that's been a recurring pattern since the beginning of the year, where a single user can infect an entire network.
Well, what should I do before putting my information online on any site?
It sounds simple, but it's actually difficult to do, is use different usernames and passwords for different sites. So one of the risks of the Sony PlayStation Network breach is not only did they get your login and password name, but even things like security answers to password security questions. Now, what school did you go to in elementary school? Things like that. If I've got your username and password and you reuse that and even the password security questions, I might be able to log in to other accounts like your bank with that same information.
After months of delays, the white iPhone arrives in stores today, and to some, that is a huge deal. I keep thinking, so what? How will it change the world? I asked some of you on Twitter.
Can't take a call during a funeral anymore. It will not only track your location, it will order satellites to fire on you if you ever compliment Windows 7 out loud.
The white iPhone will change the world by giving lots of clumsy people a new reason to hate snow.
That's Paul Goody, Brian P.J. Cronin, and Rick Hamilton. Follow us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.